Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is a framework developed in the 1970s by Richard Bandler and John Grinder to understand how people think, communicate, and change behavior. At its core, NLP explores the relationship between neurology, how we process experience, language, how we describe and structure that experience, and programming, the habitual mental and behavioral patterns we run, often unconsciously. Its appeal lies in a bold and practical idea. By changing how we think, speak, and represent experience internally, we can often change behavior far more rapidly than through insight alone. One of NLP's central insights is that people do not respond directly to objective reality. They respond to their internal representation of reality. Two people can experience the same event and walk away with completely different emotions and behaviors. NLP argues that this difference comes from how experiences are encoded in the brain, through images, sounds, internal dialogue, and bodily sensations. If those internal representations change, emotional responses and behaviors often change with them. A well-known public figure associated with NLP is Tony Robbins, who studied directly with NLP's founders early in his career and integrated many NLP principles into his work on peak performance and personal change. Robbins popularized the idea that state matters, that the emotional and physiological condition a person is in will largely determine how they think, decide, and act. His seminars often demonstrate rapid behavior change by shifting posture, breathing, focus, and internal language, all of which align closely with NLP principles. For example, consider fear of public speaking. Someone may unconsciously picture themselves failing, hear an inner critic saying, "You'll mess this up," and feel tension in their body. NLP techniques aim to disrupt that pattern by changing the mental imagery, shrinking it, moving it farther away, altering colors, or by changing the tone of the internal voice. These shifts can reduce emotional intensity quickly, not by arguing with fear, but by rewiring how the brain encodes it. Another key NLP concept is anchoring, a process Tony Robbins frequently demonstrates. Anchoring links a powerful emotional state, such as confidence or determination, to a physical trigger like a gesture or word. By repeatedly pairing the two, a person can later activate that emotional state on demand. Athletes, performers, and leaders often do this intuitively. NLP simply makes the process deliberate. Robbins has famously used anchoring techniques to help people break limiting emotional patterns in minutes rather than months. Language is another major lever in NLP. The words people use reveal how they frame reality. Saying "I have to" implies obligation and pressure, while "I choose to" restores agency. NLP emphasizes reframing, changing the meaning of an experience without denying it. Failure can become feedback. Anxiety can become readiness. Stress can become energy. Robbins often highlights how changing language changes emotional response, which then changes behavior. NLP also focuses on modeling excellence, a practice Robbins frequently promotes. Instead of asking why someone fails, NLP asks how successful people think, decide, and act differently. By modeling those patterns, beliefs, focus, physiology, and language, people can accelerate growth without reinventing the wheel. While NLP has faced criticism for inconsistent scientific validation, many of its tools overlap with established psychological principles, such as cognitive reframing, habit formation, and attention control. Its strength lies in application rather than theory. The broader implication of NLP is that humans are not fixed. Much of behavior is patterned, and patterns can be changed. By learning to influence internal representations and language, people can interrupt destructive habits and install more empowering ones. Whether through NLP directly or through figures like Tony Robbins, who adapted its principles, the core message remains powerful. Change does not always require endless analysis. Sometimes it requires new distinctions, new patterns, and a shift in state.